This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And what a busy day we've got for you. Happy weekend and happy race day, everyone. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And here's the idea of what we've got. Racing in every venue. You've got dirt track this weekend. You got drag strips. You got short tracks. And you got, of course, other tracks. We're going to talk about them all today. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Mobile Regional Airport in Sunny South Raceway. Tim Bride standing by. Five Flags Speedway had to cancel last night because of the showers, but guess what? We ain't waiting a week. Oh, no. They're going to race on Sunday, and it's going to have that NASCAR vibe. Can't wait for the season opener. Tim standing by there. Mobile races tonight. Also, Joe McCardle, the next race out at Sunny South Raceway is Friday, April 4th. We'll make sure to give you all the details on that, and we have had him on the show a long time ago, getting ready to pull out in that familiar yellow number 98 Pro Truck. JJ Day with Day Racing is going to be on the show, and these guys were at practice Thursday. Him and Brandon Tipton, and Brandon, I saw... on the Facebook, and his truck sounded a little sick. They've got carburetor issues, but I believe JJ is going to be able to tell us that both those trucks will be race ready. So we'll talk with him in a little bit, and then back to Atmore Dragway with our old friend Gary. They've got Test and Tune today and a huge event with the Dixie Pro Mods coming tomorrow. This is going to be a great show, so lots to cover. We're so excited you'll be a part of it. And right after the show also, we're going to be heading out to Sims with the race car, the Kane Motorsports car, thanks to McDonald's and everyone else. Christ United Methodist Church is having what they're calling a mud run. It's the Surrender Mud Run. It's a 5K run, and with all the weather and all the rain that we've had, they've got perfect muddy conditions. So we're going to be out there till about 2 o'clock with the race car. You know, we've got that childhood cancer paint scheme. Come out, see the muddy people, come see the truck, and we're going to talk a little bit about childhood cancer, thanks to my wife, Michelle. We might have put her on the air today. We'll see. She says nope. Well, we'll go straight to Tim then. Tim, good morning, and again, you had to make a decision, but it was pretty obviously yesterday what you had to do, and kudos to you for racing on Sunday.
Well, I tell you, we just can't wait to get the season started. It's simple as that. And the theme song for the weekend is Pharrell Williams, the happy song.
Yeah.
Because everybody's happy. Racing's going to get underway. Going to have a great night tonight at MIS, and come right back here tomorrow afternoon and kick off the regular season at Pensacola Five Flags Speedway.
Well, let's talk about what we missed Friday and what we're going to have Sunday, because obviously the time's going to change. But yeah, the season opener, we talked about this before off the air. We were so plagued with rainy weather last year, and to have that stuff show up on the first night, that has to be discouraging as a track promoter.
You know what? It was so discouraging that it was almost comical. But
yeah.
To be honest with you, I mean, we're remaining optimistic.
Yeah.
We think, maybe we're being tested, but, we're pressing on, and this may be the last weekend of ill weather that we have here. So it might be smooth sailing from here on out. One thing we're going to be assured of, tomorrow afternoon is going to be an absolutely beautiful day. We're going to open the pits at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to open the grandstand gates at 12. It's going to be a fast-paced program. By 2 o'clock, we're going to be qualifying pro late models and immediately run that race. Got a lot of people in from out of town.
Yeah.
We're going to run that race and let them get loaded up while we're running our local divisions. Of course, here tomorrow afternoon, we'll be running open wheel modifieds, super stocks, Sportsman and Bomber. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Well, I know I've been in Mobile with all the practice sessions trying to shake down our car. How have the practice sessions been over there at Five Flags Speedway? A lot of cars? Are you seeing a good amount of cars? Are you expecting a big show? Now, obviously, it's going to shift and change, but I bet you're going to have even more people there on a Sunday than you do at a Friday as far as the drivers go.
You know, oddly enough, it was such a seemingly long, cold winter. I think guys were a little late in their preparation. So, plus that coupled with the fact that our preseason practice due to the Rattler et al. And the ARCA Mobile 200 at Mobile, we had our preseason practice earlier than anybody was prepared for. So, it kind of gives you the feel that maybe there aren't so many cars, but I tell you what, I think when the green flag drops on the actual race condition, we're going to see them come out of the woodwork.
I got to tell you, I had so much fun. We were struggling with transmission issues on our car. We still don't have it figured out, but in 2 weeks we'll have it done and a new transmission in. So we got to just battle through tonight and hopefully just finish and have a good run. But last weekend, the local winners at the Mobile ARCA 200 you're put on a show. Let's start off with BJ Latham, straight out. He's done a lot of work on that white number 8, and Johnny's RV's on the side of it. And BJ has a picture, which you don't see him smiling much, and he deserves it. On the website, got that big old grin, because not only did he win the race in a great battle between him and Colin Kraft in the 18, but man, I tell you what, a new track record too. How about it?
Well, let me tell you, I think BJ Latham has turned into the Steve Buttrick of the Bomber Division.
Yeah.
He certainly has raised the bar. He's the marked man. Everybody wants to beat him. That 8 car is really fast. They've got a good race team. They're methodical in their preparations, and you know, that that just makes all the difference in the world. Plus, he's a good wheel man also.
Yeah.
So certainly, BJ's the guy to beat, but I know that there's some guys that are on a mission to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So do I think he'll be dominant this year? If he is, he's going to earn it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, what a what a long race for the sportsman class, Bob Speed Shop Sportman. At the end, it was Brandon Fowler by a nose, and you talked about Steve Buttrick. And after the race, you know, we mentioned this last Saturday, he come running to my pits. Man, you got any antacid? He was so tired. He was so stressed, but he said he had a lot of fun. But that wore him out. They were in the car for over an hour, had a couple cars run out of gas, tons of cautions. But at the end, by a nose, it was Brandon Fowler.
I'll tell you what, it was a great win for Brandon. He was the bridesmaid so many times last year behind that blue 33, and he finished in front of him last weekend. So a good start to the 2014 season for Brandon. The Sportsman Division, I promise you, is going to be very competitive this year. We're going to see a great race tonight.
Okay, then we move to the Mobile ARCA 200 Saturday. Perfect weather, and how about two in a row? We got to get him on the back of that billboard. Grant Enfinger grabs the ARCA win, and the crowd goes crazy.
Well, he's definitely the face of Mobile right now. No
yeah.
disrespect to Cale Gayle.
No.
It's been a pleasure seeing him on that billboard up there for the last couple of years. But Grant Enfinger has got his team on fire right now. Of course, a strong run to finish last year, finished second in the Snowball Derby in his super late model. Goes to Daytona with the ARCA car, pulls off a win, back to Mobile. You know, I think Toledo's the next one on the schedule. You know, he's probably going to be the favorite when he gets there. So congratulations to Grant. He's off to a great start.
Well, and you got to think with Grant also, Tim, he doesn't have funding for the whole year, but here he's won the first two races. He's winning or leading the championships. That's got to be attractive to somebody out there.
Well, there's nothing like parking a car in victory lane to get the attention of a sponsor, that's for sure.
That's true. Well, you know, there has been some talk, and you have done a great job as promoter. You know, there was something new in between 3 and 4. Excuse me. And what happened last weekend, a lot of cars got a lot of got loose, and that you guys have tried to pack the inside of that track. A lot of drivers at a 3 and 4 and also into 1 and 2, but in 3 and 4 would dip their tires off at the very bottom of the track, and there's just been some soft ground there, some dirt in. Honestly, it was a little drop-off. So what you guys try to do is pack it with some sand and some gravel, and the gravel has become something where the fans kind of complained about it. They got hit by some of them last weekend, some